I mean, I have got wrong past. Episode 109, over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're at Woodland Park, not McLean Park.
Not McLean Park, even though we're on McLean Street.
It's McLean and Adnack, and McLean is one street over from Woodland. So Woodland Park, next to Barber Brewery, one of my favorite places for an outdoor beer.
Where we have just,
I have a ritual.
In fact, enjoyed one.
The first Friday that they're open for outdoor beers, I'm there by myself usually because I can never persuade anybody. 1 or 2 years I have. What are we going to talk about, Dale?
We're going to talk about lunch. Food.
Lunch.
Is that a surprise?
What's your favorite lunch place in Metro Vancouver? It doesn't have to be...
Oh.
Okay, in the
I'm
world. It could be in the world.
Favorite lunch place.
Okay, a lunch place. A series of recommendations.
My favorite lunch place no longer exists. It was called Incognito in North Vancouver.
Okay.
And
what was so good about it?
Of course,
I believe you that it was good.
But. It was just one of those perfect places. It had like about... four things on the menu that I really, really liked. It was...
limited menu? Cheap?
Never dead, but never so crowded that I couldn't get a table. I'd go there for Saturday lunch. I'd have, back in the day where I was still buying magazines, I'd get my magazine, I'd go there.
Is there a nearby magazine lunch. Shop? There was?
In North Van, yeah, there was. Actually, it's still
Is
there.
Is it gone? Okay.
McNews at 15th and Lonsdale.
Yeah, I've been there.
I'd have my issue of Wired magazine. I'd... Saturday lunch. It was just a great way to spend.
I subscribed to Wired Online, which I think I did after two beers, and now I can't log in. But anyway.
I used to have issue one of Wired.
It was like $10. You had issue one of Wired?
Used Amazing. To. One, two. I had a full, I bought for a year and a half.
I remember one of my classmates saying, I read every issue, this is like 1985.
It was.
36. I read every issue of Wired when it comes out.
Until Ziff Davis bought it.
The paper magazine.
And then it got ziffed, and then it wasn't the
it
same.
Ziffed. I got private equity.
What's your favorite lunch?
Oh, I got
past president.
Well, I mean, I could talk for 20 minutes about my favorite.
No,
favorites.
Pick your favorite. Your
well,
number
my
one.
My favorite would have been Symphony Restaurant with a Sinigang.
Oh, but they closed
on Mondays.
Yeah.
But they closed because they retired.
That's
Hi,
true.
Emily, and Ed, wherever you are, maybe in the Philippines, maybe here. I guess my second favorite. I don't know. I have.
See, I don't do lunch so much. Like, I used to go for lunch.
I do love Harvest.
All the time, but I don't so much anymore. Mostly with you on Fridays.
Because I force you.
No, you don't force me.
I prompt you.
It's nice to...
I nudge you.
It's nice to get out.
I love Harvest on Union.
Harvest
that is a Michelin
good.
Gourmand bib restaurant. And it's sister restaurant to Michelin Star.
Is Harvest Union really a bib?
Yes.
I did not it is know that.
Yeah, it is it's sister to the Michelin star restaurant, Burnock and Company, which Barbara and I discovered when they first opened on Main Street. I don't know if they have lunch. I don't think they have lunch. So yes, Harvest, Newtown Bakery, Special Set Menu B, anything from Mercado di Luigi. And I'm going to go crazy and say, well, the original location on Carolina Street and the Chinatown location.
Well,
they've had their glitches.
Mercado de Luigi's good. It's a little bit pricey, but it's
everything's
good.
Pricey. Everything from Manpuku. What I like about Mercado de Luigi is it's like Italy. Their pasta's not overdone. Their sauces are not over the top. It's appropriately sauced from an Italian, from what I believe is an Italian perspective.
All
it's
I
not
know
oversauced.
I've only been there once, but it was really tasty.
I really have spent a lot of time in Italy.
I could
have
used like twice as much, but I really like
it's a large portion. How much more do you want?
It's not a large portion.
It is.
No, it's not.
This is the North American. The Italians would say, you guys eat too much. And I love the large portions just as much as you do, but I agree with them.
I won't say no. I just.
Harvest, Newtown Bakery, Special Semi B.
Newtown's fun.
The Boss is an amazing place for any meal. Cash only, though. Newtown at least takes Interac. Culinaria has $18 specials, which, okay, sounds like a lot for Filipino food. I know all you Filipino people are like.
Your standard
Well,
lunch.
You know, like.
You're paying $18 for a burger.
I know the Filipinos out there would say, I can cook it better at home. Well, yeah, you're right. Try cooking it at home. And you try cooking vegan. Like, you can't have a friend who's vegan. But they do it. They do vegetarian. And they do meat. And they do everything.
I've had a couple things at their $18 lunch, and it's good.
They've had their ups and downs, but they're awesome. Cheap and cheerful. Well, I just discovered the Mexican restaurant, whatever it's called. That's not a restaurant. Grocery store. Near Venables on Commercial called, I don't know, whatever it's called. The Latin Market?
Yeah.
$2.99 for a taco. And they do, you know, so you can get three tacos and you're good. They also have what's the name of the Mexican Spanish sandwiches, tortas, for $11. And I have to say, you know, of course, Pampanga's cuisine.
I'm looking forward to trying that. Oh, yeah, Pampanga's, yeah.
If you're into the Italian-sized portions, a combo two was enough for two people. If you're into North America portions, obviously it's enough for one.
I like Pampanga's.
Mugu
chicken is
good. Yeah, Mugu's good.
Open for lunch now. Didn't used to be.
And we've been to Hot Pug Ihao, which has amazing under $10 special, but it's just basically meat and rice. But if you're into meat and rice,
it was
great.
Good. Their locations kind of suck, but...
Well, it's actually on the bike path, Dale. How could that suck? Oh, that's right. You have a geographic restriction. Well, I understand that. You have a limited lunch break time. You see, you can't get there for a Friday lunch. I get that.
It's on Kings... Is that Kingsway?
37th and Victoria.
It's Kingsway by Metrotown.
No. That's Shibugan.
Oh, that's Shibugan. Okay.
That's Shibugan, which is good. But, yeah, well, the location sucks.
Sorry, where was...
37th... Well, basically... 39th and Victoria.
I don't think I've been there.
You have.
Okay.
Yes. They basically have grilled meat and rice for $10.
Okay.
And you don't have to tip them.
Did I like it?
I think you liked it. That's okay. I forget things all the time. Don't worry.
I think I've only been there once.
We went there once.
Because we went to Pampanga's in that neck of the woods.
Pampanga's is further up. It's 46th of Fraser.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's hard to keep... That's the cool thing about, you know... Eating in Metro Vancouver at all price levels, there are so many places. I feel like in 1998, maybe I was ignorant. I for sure was ignorant. But my cliche was that in 1998 was that, or I guess it was 99 or 2000, was that you could eat all that you, in a week, you could eat a solid 7 days. In 7 days, you could eat every interesting meal for your taste. And I don't think that's true in 2026, 25 years later. I feel like it's more, or 26 years later. I feel like it's more like a month.
Yeah.
If you had a month, you'd probably gain some weight, but you might be happier. You could eat all, and you had no budget, or you had a decent budget, you could eat all the food that you like, of all the countries.
I feel like the really cheap places are mostly
gone. They're few and far between, but, you know, there's still a lot of bargains to be had. And if you don't mind sharing, I think that's the thing. Like, if you could find a like-minded person, like, for example, Pampanga's Cuisine, you could get a combo two things, plus broth, plus rice, and then you could get, like, egg rolls.
Yeah.
Or, and I'm not just focusing on Filipino cuisine, but Hapag Ihao Ihao, you could get the lunch and then get lumpia on the side or pancit extra, and you'd have a meal for less than $15 each. If you're okay with sharing, there's still a lot of bargains to be found. But as a single person,
yep,
or you don't want to bring it home, order too much and bring it home, then it's hard to get a cheap meal. But I think it's still possible. Newtown Bakery, Pampanga's, The Boss, The Taco Place. I think it's called Tierra something. Tierra. They've got five locations.
Yeah.
Any of the sandwich places... Are the sandwiches that expensive these days? Like Dante? I haven't been to Dante. I guess they are. Like, down low chicken is expensive, right?
They kind
the sandwich
of are.
Is expensive. But I love their potato bun.
There's a really great sandwich place that's within a few storefronts of Newtown. Really like. I wish
I can't
remember.
Oh, you mean Ballet?
Nope.
Ah. Well.
What is it called?
Chinatown is an underrated. I mean, people say Chinatown has declined, but it's, you know, in terms of cheap eats, I don't think it's declined. I think you can still get a meal for $10 or $20 for two.
I don't know about cheap, but there's a lot of good places to eat in Chinatown.
Yeah, and I feel like...
It's just kind of a pain to get to because it's...
Yeah.
It's not really...
Obviously, if you're working in Richmond, it's not easy to get to.
Great bus routes.
If you're able-bodied, it's easy to get to. You just take the SkyTrain and then walk. But if you're not, I... Totally, 100% agree. It is not easy to get Chinatown because there's Stadium Chinatown, which is far from Chinatown. Yeah. SkyTrain stop.
Yeah.
So
the Main Street station.
Or Main Street.
I mean, there's a couple bus routes. If you happen to be close to the right bus route, it's easy. But
people are snobs, myself included. And they don't like taking the bus.
It's got some weird connections.
So that's the problem.
It's okay to cycle to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not always an option.
And I feel like if you go further afield, like Surrey or Burnaby, assuming you're in a bus, Gujarati Jalcor, or any of the places that Fernando Medrano has recommended in Scout Magazine or on his Instagram, they're amazing. So I am going to take one from the team and try Gujarati Jalcor or Jalcor or whatever it's called. I'm basically going to try everything that Fernando has. He also recommends Jujak Choice, which is Northern Chinese or Muslim Chinese. And
well, all I know is summer riding is upon us, and I'm looking forward to checking out places now that I don't have. It is so liberating not to put on all the rain gear.
I agree, 100%.
But man, today, just like basically getting my bag and walking out
and
the
you
door.
And I have not explored Surrey. I would really like to explore Surrey this summer.
I don't think I'm going to get out to Surrey. Or, but I'm looking forward
Port
to doing
Moody.
More exploring.
Well, you could take the SkyTrain. That's what I plan on doing. Take the SkyTrain there, and then basically the last 1 to 3K.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, you don't have restrictions, so it's everyone's cool. And it's empty, so everybody's cool.
Maybe.
You get the looks on the weekdays, even if it's not rush hour, even if you're allowed to bring your bikes, and you bring your bike.
No doubt.
It's like people, it's just so passive-aggressive sometimes. It's like we're all in this together.
Okay, people, send us your suggestions.
Yes, Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson, who doesn't even live in Vancouver anymore, and any of the other random listeners we happen to get. I'm Roland from Woodland Park at the corner of McLean and Adnack.
Chow-chews. I'm Dale from there, too.
Chow-chews.